We can only keep this radio show on the air with your support. The Soapbox is not sponsored by corporate dollars or owned by any station, which means we need your contributions to keep Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox alive. Being on the air is a chance to break through with an alternative, progressive viewpoint, going out to many listeners, people that can be affected and inspired to create change. Join the list of Soapbox supporters. Visit CindySheehanSoapbox.com and click on the donate link there, or send a check or money order to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, Post Office Box 6264, Vacaville, California, 95696. Please make a contribution today of any amount to ensure that the Soapbox is here to stay. Help keep Cindy on the air.
Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. I'm your host, Cindy Sheehan, and you're listening at CindySheehanSoapbox.com. Our guest today is Michael Leonardi, and Michael is from the group CAN, Coalition Against Nukes. Michael will tell us about the Day of Action plans for October 1st. I believe it's a global action. Michael Leonardi, welcome to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox.
Thanks, Cindy. It's great to hear your voice in person. Well, not really in person, but through the telephone directly.
Well, thank you for being on and for what you're doing. So I know you have just a little bit of time to be with us. So can we just get right into the purpose of this interview is the actions you have planned on October 1st with the Coalition Against the Nukes. So can you tell my listeners about that?
I sure can. I'm sure your listeners are pretty aware of the situation that happened in Japan, if they've been following your show.
Yeah.
It's the three complete meltdowns at Fukushima. And actually, when this happened, I was in the United States, but right after the Fukushima incident, I left and went to Italy, where I was very active in the mass mobilization that happened in Italy to pass a referendum to ban nuclear power. And this was unprecedented. There was a 57% turnout to the polls for this referendum, and over 95% of the Italian people voted to ban permanently nuclear power from Italy. Now, I was looking from Italy back at the United States and kind of dreading the idea of having to come back here and face the complacency and apathy around this issue that seems to exist, especially where I am. I'm in Toledo, Ohio. Toledo is 25 miles from Davis-Besse Nuclear Power Plant, which is to our east and sits on the shores of Lake Erie. And it has one of the worst, if not many people say the worst, safety record of any nuclear plant in the industry. But then looking at these nuclear power plants one by one, you find that almost all of them have a terrible record here in the United States. So we're 25 miles from Davis-Besse, which is to our east on Lake Erie, and then 25 miles to the north of Toledo is Fermi 2 nuclear power plant, also on Lake Erie. So we're kind of sandwiched here in the middle of two disasters waiting to happen and slowly happening, with tritium leaks documented at both of these facilities and everything else. And it's a relatively apathetic area where people are thinking about survival. People are thinking about the fact that they don't have a job. They're not really thinking about the fact that their energy is coming from these two dangerous nuclear power plants. When I got back to the U.S., I was U.S. happy to find that there was a movement beginning, and that movement is CAN, the Coalition Against Nukes, which has called for a mobilization on October 1st across the country, and there are actions happening everywhere across the United States on that day. And I would like to tell you about those actions, where they're happening, how people can get involved, where they can go to be a part of this. The main action that day, you could say the most visible one, will be in New York City. And that action is going is going to include Helen Caldicott, Harvey Wasserman, Kevin Camps, who's from Beyond Nuclear. I think probably you've had Harvey Wasserman on your show before. I've seen pictures of you arm in arm with him somewhere.
Yeah, actually, he hasn't been on my show, but I would like to get him on, so we'll have him on soon. Yeah,
so
we were in April together in New York City, I believe.
Yeah, okay. The New York action is going to be at the Hudson River Park Pier, 95 West 55th Street on October 1st. And this is going to be a big rally. So, you know, all the major organizers and experts around the nuclear issue in the United States are going to be there speaking, although we're going to have some at other places around the United States as well. I know we don't have much time, so I'd like to just go through the list of actions, if I could, that are confirmed and let you know where they're happening. We've got New York City, like I just said, Hudson River Park, Pier 95, West 55th Street. That's going to be from 11 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 1st. All of these are Saturday, October 1st.
Great.
You can also find the organization Coalition Against Nukes is on Facebook. There's going to be, within the next probably 48 hours at the most, there is a coalitionsagainstnukes.org website that is being built, and the page is already saved. Right now it only lists the New York action, but in the next, I've been told 24 hours, I'll say 48 hours just to be safe.
Yeah.
All of the actions will be up there. You can also go to the Nuclear Information Resource Service website, NIRS.org, which has a list on their action page of all the actions happening on October 1st.
The show isn't going to be playing until Sunday the 17th, I think, or Sunday the 18th. So by then, all the information should be up live on the website, correct?
Oh, yeah. By then, all the information will be up and live on the website for sure.
Great.
So there's going to be an action in Des Moines, Washington, which is a hand-in-hand human chain offering solidarity to the people of Japan and bringing attention to the Hanford nuclear site on the Columbia River in the Washington state. So there's that one. That's going to be in Des Moines, Washington. And it will be at the Des Moines Marina Fishing Pier on the waterfront at 22307 Dock Avenue, Des Moines, Washington. Okay? That's Washington State. In Michigan and Ohio, where we are here, we're having a caravan. Toledo's right on the border with Michigan in Ohio, and so we're doing a two-state combined action that's going to include a caravan that's going to come down from Monroe, Michigan, where we're going to do the first rally in the morning. It's going to start at 11 o'clock, and that's going to be we're going to start out at the statue of General George Armstrong Custer, who is a noted killer of Native Americans, and this has become a symbolic meeting point for anti-nuclear activists over the years, where we have gathered to bring attention not only to the legacy of Custer, but to remind people of the gentler, ecologically sane people that lived here when the Native Americans inhabited North America, and how quickly, in just 200 years of European conquest and industrialization, we've managed to destroy the ecosystems here. So we'll be meeting at 11 o'clock in Monroe at the Statue of General Armstrong Custer in downtown Monroe. It's a pretty well-known, easy-to-get-to place for people that live around here. Then at 12:10, we're going to be caravanning down to downtown Toledo, for a rally in the Promenade Park, which is right on the river here in downtown Toledo, Ohio. Again, we're working to shut down the two nuclear power plants that already exist here, Fermi 2 and Davis-Bessie. And there's been a proposal to build another nuclear power plant, which is called Fermi 3, which will be built right next to Fermi 2. Fermi 1, which is also right there, is had a partial meltdown in the soon after it was built. I'm sorry, I'm walking and talking at the same time. That was soon after Fermi 1 was built. In the late 1960s, it had a partial meltdown, and there's a book written about that called We Almost Lost Detroit. So that's why we have Fermi 2 and the proposed Fermi 3, proposed also by Obama, which so far has been a disaster on nuclear power, as he has been on practically every issue affecting working people and the environment here in the United States. He has a terrible record on nuclear power dating back, talking about Obama, dating back to when he was a senator from Illinois. He has a clear track record of caving in to the wishes of Exelon Corporation in Illinois and working on their interests instead of the people's interest to protect them from radioactive releases that have been documented in the state of Illinois. And we'll move on to Chicago for the next action. Illinois has more nuclear power plants operating than any other state in the country. And so in Chicago, instead of just one day, they decided to do 2 days of action. They're on Friday, September 30th, from 11 to 1 p.m., they're going to do a leafleting march and rally at several sites in the Chicago downtown area that will have nuclear connections, including the Exelon headquarters. They'll be handing out action cards with atomic fireballs attached and invites to come to a Saturday event. The Saturday event is going to be on October 1st, 1 to 4 p.m., showing the film Into Eternity with a discussion afterwards. And there's actually a website for Chicago, which is www.neis.org, which is the Nuclear Education and Information Service, which is a grassroots nonprofit organization in Chicago that's existed for over a decade. In New Jersey, also there will be a drum circle in Asbury Park, New Jersey, beginning at 6 p.m. The Congo Square North Drum Circle is dedicating this event to the resolution of ongoing nuclear disaster in Fukushima, the healing of Japan, and the creation of a nuclear-free world. There's also going to be several speakers there. So that's Asbury Park, New Jersey, which from what I hear is a really nice town that's been completely renovated on the water with a really nice boardwalk and things like that. Then we move on to California, where you are, right?
Yeah.
California is going to have a rally in San Clemente. Will be at the SL Camino Real, 100 block of San Dimas over the crosswalk bridge. And there's a contact for that is Gene Stone at sbcglobal.net. There's also planned an action in Ocean Beach, San Diego. And there's a website called talknukes.wordpress.com that you can go to find out more about the San Diego action at Ocean Beach. These actions, I believe, are going to be talking not only about Japan, but the San Onofre and the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plants in California. To me, Diablo Canyon should be in some kind of a horror science fiction novel. The fact that this nuclear power plant is built where two fault lines come together, and that they discovered this as they were building it, and they built it anyway. And the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has not required Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant to have an earthquake preparedness plan. I don't know if you're aware of that. But they are not required by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to have a plan to prepare for an earthquake when it sits on two fault lines. Yes, this... And, Cindy, we're looking at October 1st, and I'm going to go through a couple of these other actions, too, as just a beginning. I mean, there have been things going on. I don't know if you might have attended the Muse concert that was held out in California a few weeks back, maybe a month ago back now, and that was the Musicians United for Safe Energy.
I was actually in Japan when that happened.
Ah, you were in Japan. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Before that you were in Italy and then Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was the Muse concert. There has been some kind of reawakening of an anti-nuclear movement post-Fukushima. But after seeing what happened in Italy, I mean, Italy, there was literally a grassroots storm. It was unbelievable, the mobilization that happened there. Literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were involved up and down the peninsula, in the streets, taking action. And we need to really start to shake people out of their complacency here in the United States around these issues. Because if Fukushima is not going to be the wake-up call is not going to happen until
there's
a serious nuclear disaster here. And I don't think anybody wants to see that. We only have 104 nuclear power. I mean, some of the times it seems daunting. You know, it's definitely daunting. But there's only really, to think about it, only 104 nuclear power plants operating here in the United States. With a serious, concerted effort and a grassroots strategy that's laid out over a several-year time frame, it shouldn't be an impossible task to shut down these nuclear power plants. And I don't think it's going to take only rallies and actions, but it's going to take a mass mobilization on every level. And in my opinion, one thing that could happen in a state like California is a referendum or a ballot initiative put on the ballot to ban nuclear power in the state of California. I'm not a big fan of Governor Moonbeam. I actually worked on his campaign when he was running for president years back, Jerry Brown. But he has left the door open to shutting down these new plants. The same with Cuomo, who I'm definitely not a fan of in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also left the door open to shutting down Indian Point, which is a nuclear reactor that sits right next to New York City. And if it had a meltdown, would affect over 18 million people. And it's old, very old and rickety. So I think there's a consciousness even on a part of these completely corporate and sold out Democrats that this is a danger to everyone. And so with a strong mobilization, maybe some ballot initiatives and referendums organized in key states, we can win on this issue. We have to, for our children, for your I know you have grandchildren, and congratulations. I know you had a new addition just last weekend.
6 days old.
It's awesome.
Well, Michael, I know you also have limited time, and I wish we could talk about the 350.org thing that you posted on my Facebook wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think that one of the reasons we haven't been successful recently is because the partisanship of these movements, and I think that this movement has to stay nonpartisan, and it affects, doesn't matter if you're a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, or a Democrat or Republican, or, you know, what color your skin is, or what economic socio status that you enjoy. This is an issue that affects us all.
And that issue that I've 350.org, the partisanship on that, I thought was alarming. I mean, the fact that they had manipulated people to go out and put their bodies on the line, getting arrested in Washington, D.C., which inspired me and inspired a lot of people, and then turned it into an Obama rally in the end, is just an insult to people. I mean, and I called and left a scathing message on 350.org's answering machine this morning, and we'll be writing about it in the future. And I really thank Ralph Nader for getting the word out there on that issue. But it's ridiculous that we should be played around like this by these Big Ten environmental organizations that have been ineffective for decades. I mean, we have some big organizations here, like the, you know, I don't want to insult any of them, but I heard a horror story about the Audubon Society this morning from somebody else, and stuff like these World Wildlife Fund and these different organizations that have been around for decades. The situation with the environment, as long as I've been an activist, which is over 20 years, has just consistently gotten worse and worse and worse, with sellout after sellout after sellout from our national, statewide politicians and the Democratic Party betraying us again and again. I remember back when they built the largest toxic waste incinerator in North America in East Liverpool, Ohio, and Al Gore and Bill Clinton were running. Bill Clinton was running for president and Al Gore for vice president. And Al Gore came to East Liverpool, Ohio, where there had been a mass mobilization with Greenpeace involved and Martin Sheen getting arrested. And he promised that if he and Clinton were elected, that that incinerator would never operate. Well, they got elected, and that incinerator is operating today. It never passed a test burn. The incinerator shaft cracked in one of the test burns, and it operates on an inversion layer right along the Ohio River, the largest toxic waste incinerator in North America. It was owned by, when it was built by a company called Von Roll from Switzerland, that was under indictment from the World Court for supplying chemical weapons-making materials to Saddam Hussein during the first Gulf War. So this is how absurd the reality of politics in America is. And that the people continue to fall for these hollow promises and rhetoric from the Democrats is beyond me. We have to do something to break through.
Hopefully this issue can be, we can be successful on this, because it's a very important, urgent one.
Can I just really quickly go through, there's a couple more that I didn't mention. Virginia
then give your website so people can go back if they didn't have writing things available.
Virginia, there's going to be an action at the State Capitol building on the 9th Street sidewalk, and this is going to be on October 1st. You can go to find out more information at www.keeptheban.org. There's a big mobilization going on in Virginia against uranium mining, which they are trying to bring back. The state of Virginia is trying to bring uranium mining back to help fuel our nuclear power plants. There are going to be several actions in Florida as well. Fort Lauderdale is having theirs. Will take place at the Stranahan Park of Broward Boulevard and St. Andrews Avenue, right on the main thoroughfare of downtown. They have a site reserved. Hold up to 300. You don't even know that. There are three nuclear power plants in Florida. So there's also going to be a rally in St. Petersburg at Progress Energy, 299 First Avenue, St. Petersburg. I encourage people, I'm not seeing some of these don't have times next to them, but I encourage people to go to the NEARS website at NEARS.org and look on their action page for the list that will be updated. And Coalition Against stopnukes.org. We'll have all of this information up in the next 2 to 3 days. By the time this show airs, coalitionagainstnukes.org will have all this information. One more here at Centennial Park, Fort Myers, Florida. There's going to be a No Nukes Drumming Circle, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And that's basically the list of actions as they're happening. So there's several states that are covered. We ask people, there's one more that I didn't mention that just got added to. That's another one outside of Cleveland, Ohio, where there's the Perry Nuclear Power Plant, another one on Lake Erie. Lake Erie's got a lineup of rickety old and falling apart nuclear power plants threatening our entire Great Lakes ecosystem. So there's an opportunity to also have a picnic and celebrate the birthday of one of your friends that noticed
Leah.
That you're so she's organizing around the Perry Nuclear Power Plant out in Cleveland, and it seems like there is an awakening that's coming around this issue. I'm happy to see that's happening in the United States, and we just have to keep pushing and combine. Obviously, that all of these issues are interrelated. And nuclear power is directly related to nuclear weapons and the military-industrial complex and our war machine and all this. So,
can I just ask one final question? What is it too late for people to organize an action if there's not one near them?
It's not too late to organize an action. If you do, please send it to NEARS. There's an email on their site. And join the CAN Facebook group and let us know, or email to the contact that will be on the coalitionsagainstnukes.org website and let us know, and we'll add it to the list. And, you know, these actions, you know, I've been encouraging people. There's a lot of new people that have been getting involved. They don't have to, it doesn't have to be a huge rally. If you're leafleting on at a farmer's market or doing something, showing a video even at your home, doing anything to spread the word on the dangers of nuclear power, whatever it could be, do something. And if there's not an action happening near you, organize something. It doesn't have to be big. It can be something small. Anything that can educate a few new people or spread the word to your neighbors. You know, something small. Anything. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Michael. And thanks for stretching it out a little bit for us.
Yeah, it's kind of hectic. Now I'm in a van on the way to canvassing to repeal the new Senate Bill 5 in Ohio that stops collective bargaining for state workers. It's already on the books. We have a right-wing governor here, Governor Kasich. She's one of the worst in the country. And so we're out trying to get that law repealed.
Well, solidarity, and give our soapbox regards to everybody who's working on that campaign. So, again, Michael Leonardi.
You are such an inspiration.
Okay. Well, keep going, and thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
We can only keep this radio show on the air with your support. The Soapbox is not sponsored by corporate dollars or owned by any station, which means we need your contributions to keep Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox alive. Being on the air is a chance to break through with an alternative, progressive viewpoint, going out to many listeners, people that can be affected and inspired to create change. Join the list of Soapbox supporters. Visit CindySheehanSoapbox.com and click on the donate link there, or send a check or money order to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, Post Office Box 6264, Vacaville, California, 95696. Please make a contribution today of any amount to ensure that the Soapbox is here to stay. Help keep Cindy on the air.
That was our guest, Michael Leonardi. I hope if you have an action planned near you, that you will plan on attending it, because it's a very important way that we can create international solidarity. Well, that's the show for today. I'd like to thank my guest, Michael Leonardi, my producer, Mikey, my engineer, Scott Cuddy, my webmaster, Rich Bowser, and you especially for listening. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next week. This is Cindy Sheehan. You've been listening to Cindy Sheehan Soapbox.
I must make my witness. Have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. As if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.